Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining me today on Living Astrology. Living Astrology is part of the Empower You Media Network. You can find out more by going to www.living-astrology.com or by going to www.empoweryoumedia.com. If you would like to find out when our shows are airing, you can follow us at Blog Talk Radio under Living Astrology. Please consider liking us on Facebook. Our Facebook page is Living Astrology and also Empower You Media. Thank you so much for joining us. Bye for now. Have a stellar week. Oh, hello, everybody, and Happy New Year. And thank you, Mercury, for having fun with me today as my exit just played instead of the intro. Not quite sure how that happened, but I'll just laugh with that one because Mercury is one of my best friends, right? Today we have my favorite friend, Judith Salt, on the line. Judith, are you live with me right now?
I am so alive.
You know, I feel like everybody's live with us right now. Steve, if you're there, say something, please. Okay, maybe not.
I'm here.
All the lines are live. I don't know how to play with that.
No, they're not. They're not.
Okay, good. So Mercury, what a funny thing, right? Funny planet. Jupiter also going retrograde today. So maybe that's playing into some of this, the shenanigans going on here. In the meantime, though, everybody, welcome to Living Astrology. Tonight, my guest is Judith Salt. You may remember her from many other times she's been on my show. She is a tarot reader. She has created her own deck of cards called Tarot of Empowerment, and she is also a numerologist, which is bringing us to the topic tonight. We're going to be talking about the numerology of 2016, and we're also going to be talking about the connection between tarot and numerology, which it's striking when you look at the tarot cards. There's a lot of different symbolic things that you can see in the cards, both astrological and numerological. So I think this is going to be kind of a fun show. Next week, just to let everybody know, we'll be doing a show on the astrology of 2016. There's a lot to cover for that show, so I don't know how many readings I'll be able to get done next week, but plan on at least taking some notes, and then maybe the next week after that I'll do just a show on readings so people who didn't get them can get in and get a mini reading. Judith, thank you so much for joining me today. How are things in your neck of the woods?
They are just absolutely fantastic. We have completed our deck, Tarot of Empowerment. And for those of you in the audience, I'm going to be pulling some cards or making some association with the cards during my reading, during my numerology reading for you today. So if you want to see what the cards that I'm pulling look like, go to tarotofempowerment.com. And all of the cards are there on the front page. And you can click on them and get a full description. My suggestion is you just listen to what I have to say and make a note of what card it is. And then later you can go back and get a more, read a more fuller interpretation. But things are going great. I just completed the workbook. Gordon Corticus, my tarot partner, is finalizing the layout, and we should have the book back in a couple of weeks ready for people who want to learn the significance of working with a major arcana only deck. So things are going well.
Nice. I know, because they have to be going well, because I have not heard from you for, it seemed like, a couple of months as you were sort of quietly finishing up the book and needing time to be able to do that. And so you said the book is coming out, or it is out already?
It is going to the printer in the next day or two. Yeah.
Very good. So I'm sitting here with my hot cup of tea because I'm freezing. I don't know what it is. It was colder than it is right now last week, and I wasn't this cold. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's the new year and the change in the energy. So why don't we just dive right in? You know, this particular 2016 year numerologically is a 9. Tell us about that. And for people who haven't maybe done numerology before, how do we arrive at that number? How do we know this is a 9 year?
Okay, when you're figuring out what the, we call it the universal year, and that is what the year is on the planet, the calendar year. And so for 2016, you add the 2 plus 0 plus 1 plus 6 to a 9. And the 9 year is the end of a 9 year cycle. So we look to see what's going to be affecting, because it's the universal year, we look to see what was affecting our world 9 years ago when we were in a 1 year. And the 9 year is, it's an interesting year because it is the last in, the book of in completion, but it's also a humanitarian number. And,
right.
And
right.
So it's a time of selflessness, of completing and giving over and taking care of others and being compassionate toward others. So hopefully in a worldwide basis, we'll be complete with some of the upheaval that's going on in the world, and we'll come back to a place of humanitarianism and love. That's certainly what the universal energy is about.
That's awesome. So if we go back 9 years, we go back to 2007. And 2007, of course, was when the economy began falling apart. Are we looking at
right.
a reprisal of that same energy?
Well, that's an interesting one, and it would depend, I would think, on what did we learn in the last 7 years. If we didn't learn very much, then we could be in somewhat of a challenge. But I think we have learned a lot, and maybe this 9 year is actually going to end up being like a final test before we start a new cycle next year. We tend to think in a more parochial way. I think we tend to think of what's happening around our community or our country. So in the United States, we're going to be having an election, and the new president will be taking office in 1 year. Next year, 2017 will be a 1 year. And so that will be a new start for us. But when we look worldwide, we're going to be looking at new beginnings all over the world. And so what is that going to entail? What is that going to mean? And what kinds of things are the different countries finishing up now that they started before?
Yeah.
So we have, and that's kind of from the political side, and then we all have our own human side. And so our personal year, which we'll get into a little bit later, is more significant to each of us personally, but we're still working in that universal energy that is the 9 energy.
Yeah. The 9 energy. Now, I've seen a lot of different things that people have written about this year. And of course, I take a lot of it with a grain of salt, because people sometimes say things to sell readings and what have you. And, you know, so there's been a lot of just talk about how awesome this year is going to be and all the great things that are happening, and that it's a great money year. But I always question, you know, that kind of information that goes around, because it is different for each person. It may be a 9 year universally, but each of us do have our own numbers that take us into a personal year. For example, mine is a 7 year this year.
Mm-hmm.
So Do we want to jump into talking about how we figure out our personal numbers and how that would work with a universal year, for example?
Sure. So
the chat
everyone
room is
out there.
Yes.
and I lost my Skype connection, so I can't see that. But I can tell you that here's how you figure out what your personal year is. Now, there are two different ways of figuring out your personal year. And I learned many, many years ago from Matthew Goodwin. And he's got two books on two major workbooks on numerology. And his year goes from January to December, no matter when your birthday is. Some
uh-huh.
people go from birthday to birthday. And I use the birthday, but I use it in a different way. So for purposes of our show, we're going to take it from January to December. And what you do is you take your birth day and your birth month and the current year, and you add them together. So, for example, my birthday is April 21st. So my birthday would be 21, and 21 reduces to 3. 2 and 1 is 3.
Right.
I add the 3 to the 4 for the month. 3 and 4 is 7. And we already know that 2016 is a 9.
Mm-hmm.
So 9 and 7 is 16. And you add the 1 and the 6 from 16, and you get 7. So this for me is from January to December is a year of analysis and understanding.
Hey,
it's
we have
a
the same year.
Oh, that's cool. Then we can read for each other. Excuse me. So a 7 year is about analysis and understanding. And this is a year where you're working, you're getting greater insight. It's not a real active year in the sense of a lot of movement and a lot of chaotic energy like the 3 and the 5. It's a more gentle year. But it is about making choices, because when you're doing analysis and understanding, what you're doing is to do it in a way that you are making choices and decisions about what direction you're going to be going in, for example. It might be looking at money, or it might be looking at a job, or it might be looking at relationship, or it might be all of those things. And in the course of the year, you're going to tend to be making choices about those things. You're going to tend to be thinking about them and analyzing them. And then and the way I do numerology is I take the two digits of your age. So a person who's 21 would be a 3. A person who's 34 would be a 7. A person who's 56. And so you figure out how it is that you're going to be doing your year. So your theme is a 7. So you and I each have a 7 theme. If
mm-hmm.
I add my age together, it's 14. So from January to April, when is my birthday, I'm going to be doing this as a 5. Okay?
Ah,
so that
okay.
means I'm going to be having a lot of opportunities, because 5 is about opportunity. So I'm going to be having a lot of opportunities about which I'm going to have to think about and analyze and study and make decisions about what directions I want to go in. So, for example, for me, there are a lot of professional events around tarot, that I go to in the course of the year, and they always sneak up on me, and I go, oh, my God, am I going to go to this or not? And I've got to get my application in for a speaker. I've got to do this and that. Well, by golly, this year I find myself sitting down with the calendar and actually writing everything out. That's part of that. Here are the opportunities of the five. Here's the analysis and understanding of how I'm going to use them. At my birthday in April, the way I'm going to do my 7 year, my analysis and understanding is around home. What home is, who is home, who do I want in my home, where is my home, what do I want to do with my home? So at that point, I may be looking more at how can I focus on this? What is it that I can do around home? And so the energy around that seven, the focus around that seven, I should say, is going to be changing a little bit. So take the two digits of your age now.
Mine's going to be nine up until June, and then a one after June or in June.
Okay, so your analysis and understanding is the way you're going to do that is around your nine energy. Now, you've been in your nine energy since the way to do things since last June. So you've been trying to clear things out. You've been trying to complete things. You've been trying to be done with things. And in 2015, it was around home, because you were in sixth energy.
Mm-hmm.
What is home? Mm-hmm. Who is home? Where is home? What do I want to do with my home? A lot of times people will either have someone move in or out of their home, like empty nesters or a new relationship or a grandparent moving in or something like that. There will be, or they'll remodel, or they'll actually physically move their place. Or they'll just want to spruce everything up. A lot of that energy goes into that home energy when you're in that sixth year. And the way you were doing it, you were probably finding yourself after your birthday. At the beginning, you were doing it as an eight. So you were doing it with a focus around finances and money. Boy, I wish I had the money to be able to do to be able to remodel the kitchen or to paint the bathroom or, you know, whatever. And then after your birthday, it was going to be, I really want to get this garage cleaned out. I really want to take care of getting rid of all these things that have just kind of piled up. Does that sound at all familiar?
Well, it does. I had people moving out of my house in just before June, and then afterwards, Terry, my husband, was home for a extended period of time because he had surgery on his knee, and so life definitely was all about changes going on in the home.
Yeah. And you have to make some changes probably to accommodate both. When people moved out of the home, as kids moved out of the home, you go in and clean out the debris that they leave behind. At least I found I had to. And and so that's part of that cleaning up. So you're still in that nine energy of how you're going to do things. You're in that nine energy until June. But you're doing it with analysis and understanding. So now you're figuring out, okay, what is it that I want to release that will help me to move forward in my goals from here on out? What do I want to release? Now, what's interesting, because you're in a universal nine energy, 2016 being the universal calendar energy, you've got a double nine. You've got the nine of how you want to do things that's being supported by the universal nine energy. So you may feel it a little more strongly.
Interesting.
And then on your birthday, when you're in a one energy, you're going to be figuring out what new things do you want to draw into your life? What new projects do you want to do, or new relationships? Where do you want to take a leadership role? Where do you want to start something and to stand alone?
So, you know, there's a lot going on then with the 9 year, universally or personally, right? Because it's not
exactly.
It's almost like I always think of the 9 as batting cleanup, right? Where you have to finish up some things and, you know, put some completions out there before you actually begin that next year with the 1 energy. So
yes.
People may experience things like that going on in their lives where things are coming to an end, or a natural conclusion. And this, even if they aren't to experience it personally, right? Because the greater energy is the 9, right? So
exactly.
Is that right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Now, how does this relate to the
9 energy
tarot?
Connects you. I'm sorry.
Oh.
A 9 energy, I was going to say, is the 1 energy. Just like the sun energy or Aries or those astrological energies are all about the self and new beginning. In the same way, the 1 energy is really about self. And then by the time you get to the 9, it's about selflessness.
Ah, okay.
So in the tarot, the 9 is the hermit. And in the traditional deck, in the tarot of empowerment, it is, we call this card, the number 9 card, introspection. And those of you who are looking, if you're looking on the website, you'll see that he's got this heart that just shines out. And he's carrying his staff of wisdom. And this 9 energy is about following his truth. Now you have the maturity of having gone through the numbers from 1 to 9, and you're at the end of this cycle. And so you've got all the wisdom that you've gained during that whole 9 years, that whole 9 period. And you know what the truth is in your heart. You know what the right thing to do is. So even if you have to walk alone, you follow that wisdom.
Nice. Now, in astrology, if we count out to the 9th sign, for example, or the 9th house, we're talking Jupiter's territory here, because that would be Sagittarius energy. And interesting, because Jupiter turns, you know, back to retrograde motion today, and Jupiter's a big player in this whole of 2016, as it's really pounding in the thought of practical growth and practical use of your wisdom, of your gifts, of your talents out there in the world. So it's amazing how some things sort of just line up, pushing us in a certain direction.
Yes. Yeah, it's expansion, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but yeah. Expansion with a purpose, right? Expansion, mm-hmm. Not just expansion for the sake of expansion, because Jupiter's in Virgo right now. And Virgo's a sign of practical, useful, how do I put what I've been thinking about, how do I put what I've been trying to create out into the world in a very practical, useful way? And that's sort of the emphasis for the entire year. Even human design emphasizes that this year, as in it's about the mindset that we have, right? The mindset energy. And how is our mind either helping us or hindering us in getting done what we need to get done? Because, you know, sometimes we have all this stuff that just floats around in our head, ideas and things that we want to do something with, but we don't. So this year, it feels like
right.
to me, even with the 9 energy, that we've got to choose. We have to choose what we're going to do and actually,
mm-hmm.
you know, put forth some energy into doing it.
Mm-hmm. I can see
interesting.
That.
Yeah. Now, did you pull a tarot card for the beginning of the year, or is there a specific tarot card that you think other than the Hermit, that epitomizes what's 2016 all about?
The nine actually has two cards connected with it, because in the Major Arcana, there are, in our deck, there are 23 cards. There are 21 numbered cards. Mm-hmm. And so the Hermit is number nine, and the Moon is 18, and 18 reduces to nine. And the Moon is that contemplative energy, and it's also revealing that which is hidden. And so when the Moon comes around full, it's revealing that which is hidden. And when it's in the new moon, that is when it's dark in the sky, then it's a time, as all farmers know, it's time to plant the seeds. And so it is that intention that you're talking about. So This year is also in completion, but it's also planting the seeds for what's going to come in the next 9 years. What seeds are we planting that are going to come up as a one?
Nice. And then having the patience to see it through, right? To stay the course once you've made a choice, to stay the course and not give up before you see the fruits of your labors, or before, you know, if you use a seed as the metaphor, you know, planting the seed, but not giving up hope that it's going to grow before it, you know, even breaks the surface of the soil.
And not only don't give up, but be sure to nurture it and take care of it. It's not on its own out there.
Yeah, exactly.
So
let's take a real quick break here, Judith. I want you to be able to share again, because people may have been joining us since we started the conversation. Share with everybody where they can get a copy of your book, or where they can see the cards, because you referred to your website, and I'm going to type it into the chat room at the same time, where people can take a look at the cards, that the Tarot of Empowerment deck that you've been working on.
Okay, it's tarotofempowerment.com. And if you want to email me, you can email at tarotofempowerment@gmail.com.
Okay.
And,
Empowerment@gmail. Okay, got it.
And you can order the deck. We have two decks that are very the pictures on the front are the same, pretty much the same. The frame is a little bit different. We have a collector set that is $150. We only made 250 of these collector sets, and they come with a full book, a full text book, that has a background of how Gordon and I got together to develop the readings, and I can't tell you how amazing it is as a reader with over 30 years of experience, and never having wanted to create a deck, never thinking that there was anything I particularly needed to add to the tarot world. When I met Gordana and I saw her art that so beautifully depicts what my image of the archetypes are like. And we've had a wonderful collaboration bringing this deck forward.
Wow.
And so the book has a story behind that, as well as the interpretation. You can also see the interpretations on the website, tarotofempowerment.com. So you can... So then we have the collector set, and then we have a more general set that's $25. It does come with a booklet with the interpretation, and a moment about the name Tarot of Empowerment. When people ask me to, for many years, they ask me to create a book or a deck that had my style of reading. And it took me a while to recognize what was the difference between my style of reading and a lot of other people. I think a lot of good tarot readers read in order to empower others, just like a good astrologer. Janet is excellent at showing people how to be empowered through their stars and the planets and where they are in the world. But this deck was created specifically around empowerment, and all of the cards are good cards. And they're not only are they beautiful, but we've renamed a lot of the cards to reset kind of the psyche behind them, so there's no fear. We've really minimized the fear so that people can be empowered. For example, the entrapment card, it replaces the devil card. People would see the devil and they would feel terrible. But the
death card or the tower.
All of those are renamed. Yes.
What did you rename the death card to? Transformation or?
Life cycles.
Ah, nice.
Yeah.
What that card is all about.
That's what that card is all about. And when it comes up in a reading, it's amazing. People are not afraid. It's okay. This is the cycle I'm in right now. And this is a part of the cycle I'm in. So that actually, we have greeting cards and wall hangings also that depict the Gordana's artwork. And the life cycles card is actually one of the most popular ones. And I don't think most people would give a death card as a greeting card to friends, but they do give the life cycles card. So that shows you what the difference is.
Very nice. Oh, well, so people can go to the site, take a look at the cards. They're actually beautiful cards. Gordana and Judith together, the artistry in them is just gorgeous. I really love those cards. We're going to be doing
a few
readings here today. Are you ready to transition into doing some of those?
Sure.
I have our first caller on the line. Her name is Felicia. Now I've lost her. Felicia, where did you go? There you are. Hello, Felicia.
Hi.
How are you?
Thank you for taking my call. I'm good.
You're welcome. So, Judith, set the ground rules. How do you want to work this evening?
Do you have the astrology for everyone, too?
I do. In fact, I'm pulling Felicia's chart up even as we speak.
Okay. Well, do you want... why don't you start with that,
okay,
since you already have those up, and then we'll take turns doing that. Okay?
Okay, so Felicia, why don't you tell me, what is your most important challenge for this year that you see happening, or your most the most pressing concern right now?
Probably finance, I can say.
Mm-hmm. Money as in, are you working, or has there been a reduction in your income, or...
I'm working as reduction, husband finding a job, so we got behind on things.
Yeah, yeah. I can see where that may have happened, especially it seems like something around your husband would have caused or triggered this, as in maybe he was the one that had the most income, something to that effect. But that is now passing away and out of importance at the moment. So it looks like for the time being, things will begin to slowly change for you. Now, did somebody change a job or their focus in work this year, last year?
He actually went to an interview and everything went well, so we just went on a background check. But mine, I used to work with kids, and I'm working in the medical, like, approval and denial at in care. I can say that, health care. So I guess you say mine's changed some and his.
Mm-hmm. Well, because I don't have his chart in front of me, I can't tell you for certain what's going on there financially with him.
Mine,
however, this
I
is
did.
The good news for you. The good news for you is that Jupiter, you're about to have, this year, in 2016, you will have a Jupiter return. And if this only occurs every 12 years because it takes Jupiter 12 years to go around the chart completely. And when it mm-hmm. makes its complete passage through, it opens up a new plateau of growth for you. And this is going to happen for you probably in June, July, if you, you know, need to get the timeline down, where you're suddenly going to find yourself embarking on a new path. Now, where this has happening in your chart is in the fifth house. And the fifth house is the house of children or joy, creativity, play. It has a very creative energy attached to it. And I don't know, maybe as a medical professional, you begin to work with more children or children's issues or children's diseases. I don't know. But it looks like things are really going to shift for you as they get to the summer, because Jupiter brings benefic things, good things, right? She brings growth and expansion.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you're setting up for something really good. In the short term here, you may still have a little bit of struggle. I'm going to take a look at Saturn really quickly. Saturn for you is... Go ahead.
I thought you had... I thought it took a minute to look up. Felicia, could you give me your birthday and month?
Oh, it's April 25th. Does it need the year or no?
No. Okay. Go ahead, Janet, with Jupiter.
Oh, I was just checking on Saturn, because Saturn tells us in your chart where things need to come back into boundaries, you know, where things have gotten a little bit out of control, or where mm-hmm. you will need to focus some time and energy. And for you, Saturn is moving through the seventh house of your partnerships, of your marriage. And so it seems like a lot of focus will be there for you, at least in the next 6 months to 12-month period of time. So I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but it does look like there's some focus of energy there in your relationship.
Probably a good thing, because we haven't really been focused because we've been trying to do other things, trying to catch up on bills and things like that. So,
well, that's part of relationship. And I agree with Janet. In fact, you're in a two-year. Your personal year from January to December is a two, which is about balance and partnership. So it's a really good thing for the two of you to sit down and look at how you can balance with your decision-making and how you can have an egalitarian relationship where one doesn't feel like they have to dominate over the other. Twos are all about teeter-totters, and you want to make sure that you have as much teeter as totter.
balance.
What is your husband's first of all, what is your age?
Oh, I'm 46.
Okay. You're 46 now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
And so the way that you're doing it, this is interesting, in a 2 year, since last April, you've been in a 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
2015 for you was a one, all about leadership, standing out alone. So in your home life, it sounds like you may have been the person that ended up making more of the income and more of the taking more responsibility in the household and in the partnership. Would that be accurate?
Correct.
And especially after your birthday. Now you're in a 2 year, and at your birthday, you're going to be in a two again. And not everybody has overlapping between their years and their ages. But what that does, when you have an overlap like that, during the part of the year where you have an overlap, the energy is very, very strong for that too, for that partnership. What is your husband's birthday and month?
October, so it's 10/23.
October 23?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So he is going to be in a year that's going to be the sixth year, all about home. And he's going to be trying to figure out how to take things, care of things around the home. Who's in your home? Where is your home? What is home? He may do a lot of home repairs. He may do, he may end up being a stay-at-home parent, or, but his focus is going to be on home as a part of the partnership.
Mm-hmm.
So you're focusing on partnership and on home. Up until your birthday, you're doing it kind of the one that's pushing things along. But on your birthday, you're around April, you're going to start being more focused again on the partnership. And how old is he?
Oh, he's 48.
28?
Four, eight.
48, okay. So he's doing his, he's 48 right now and just turned that. And he's going to begin to look for more joy in his life. Now, one of the things about a three-year about joy is that you have both ends of the spectrum. And when you find out what brings you joy, you also find out what does not bring you joy. And that
contrast,
can add
yes.
a little bit of dynamic tension. And you're going to be looking at it through partnership. Is that helpful?
Yes, I understand. I understood everything.
Very nice. Well, thank you so much, Felicia, for waiting and talking to both Judith and I about your birth date.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you guys for taking my call again. Have a good
You're welcome.
Day.
All right, you too.
Happy New Year to you.
You know, Judith, there's somebody brought up a really good question in the chat room, and essentially what she was asking is about the relationship between herself and her romantic partner. But, you know, I want to take that a little bit further and say, now, what happens in a 9-year around relationships? Because, for instance, she's working a 9-year as well, and he's working a 22-year. How do we work with relationships when our numbers are so different?
Sometimes that can work really well because one number will support another. So over the course of a relationship, you may find at some periods in the relationship, one partner will be more supportive, and in another year, they may need to have more support.
Mm-hmm.
So in a 22-4 year, for example, it's a year of called a master number, master builder year. And
yeah.
it's very much about setting setting down the foundation. So it can work very nicely with a 9 if you're looking at, and if the 9 is coming from the place of humanitarianism and selflessness, and how can I partner in building a foundation
mm-hmm.
for how my partner wants to move forward?
Mm.
The thing about a 4-year is it is kind of a box year, and that's why it's good for building a foundation. But for people that like change, it can be a very challenging year because it can feel like as I'm moving forward, I'm getting blocked. I'm running up against the wall in the box. So if you can think of the box as being kind of a labyrinth that, oh, I know that I have to look early for signs about what's going to stop me. It's not one of those years where you can push through and make something happen. It won't happen like that.
Yeah.
But the 9 can assist the person in that. It's also, a 9-year is an excellent year to let go of any baggage that you're carrying, especially if you're in relationship with someone else.
Or if you're looking at getting into a relationship with someone, right? Leave the baggage at the door.
Right.
so that you enter into the relationship fresh and new and not with all of the crap that's happened to you in the past and all the expectations and beliefs that you have about what a relationship should be or is.
That's right.
Good point.
That's right.
Okay, that answers your question in the chat room. And let's see, we have another caller here, and this is Debbie. And Debbie, are you there?
I am. Hi, Judith. Happy New Year. Hi, Janet.
Hi.
Hello,
hi,
honey.
Debbie. Happy 2016. Thank you. I don't have any particular question. I'm in a 9 year this year, and I just wanted to see what was up for me.
Okay. Wow, we're all in 9 years. No, I'm in a 7 year. Sorry. Carry on.
In 9-universal year. We're all in a 9 year. Well, like I said, you're going to find yourself cleaning out closets, relationships, and projects that no longer work for you, that are, it's time to be done with them. It's good time if you have to do ceremony around releasing. So if there is some kind of old baggage that you're carrying with you, an old grief, an old time when things are feeling that they've been holding you back in the past, do ceremony around it, either through a picture or a business card, or write down the word, or write down the whole letter about what it is that you want to release, and then burn it or bury it, so that you can be done with that energy and you just keep saying, I release, I release. And do that during the course of the year. You're going to find yourself doing it anyway during the course of the year that you're going to be releasing things. And Debbie, how old are you?
I'll be 62 in April, on April 23rd.
Boy, we have a lot of April birthdays, don't we?
Yeah, it seems like it.
So you're in a 7 year up until your birthday.
No, I'm in an 8 year until my birthday.
Oh, you're 62 until your birthday.
Yeah. No.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm 60. I'm 61, so I'll be 62. I was born in 54, so I'm in an 8 year right now. And
you said you're in a 9 year. You took your day and your month and the year. You're in a 9 year.
But you go by birthdays. I didn't know what you said that earlier by the show, but if you went by January, then I'd be in a 9 year. If you go with my birthday in April, then I'll be in 9 year in April.
No, I go from January to December. I use your age to figure out what the energy is of the way you're doing your 9 year. So you're in a 9 year.
I love that.
Yeah. Right now you're in a 9 year, which is about completion. You're just moving into that. So last year you were in an 8 year, and at the and you're 61 now. So you've been figuring out what it is that you're going to do, analysis and understanding, trying to sort things out is where you're, the way you've been doing your 8 year, which last year when you were in 8 year, it was involved with finances and money.
Mm-hmm.
And now you've figured some things out and you're ready to offload some things that maybe are costing you money or aren't efficient. It's not an efficient way to be dealing with your money. It may be a time to ask for a raise or to take on more responsibility at work. And then you're going to be moving back into energy, but instead of having the eight energy as a theme, it'll be an eight energy as your age when you become 62.
Which becomes sort of like a sub-theme, right? A sub-theme to the major theme. Yeah.
Yeah, it's the way that you're going to do it. So before it was a theme that was a whole, that was a whole focus. And now it will be the focus will be on the nine, on what you're going to complete. What you're, are you thinking about retiring this year?
I am retired.
Okay.
But I'm remodeling a house, and I should be moving into it soon.
Okay. That would be perfect 7879 energy, that you would complete it now, and then when you move into it next year, you're still going to be doing a lot of completion, the landscaping, the, you know, whatever kind of changes you want to make in the house and that kind of thing, and what you can afford to do in terms of furnishings and things like that. Those will all be part of that 9-8 energy.
Oh, great. That's perfect then.
Yes, it is.
Perfect. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you very much and have a wonderful 2016.
Thank you. You too.
And I do have your cards.
Okay, great. Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, you
bye-bye.
Have the cards as in the deck?
I do. I was like one of, I don't know, like the 21st or, I don't know, 16th or something, or 8th person, something like that, to get them.
Oh, I hope you're enjoying them.
I am.
Good.
Nice.
Good. And I've got the workbook that's going to be out in a couple of weeks. If you're on my newsletter, I'll be telling you about them, and it's very, very useful to use with the cards.
Oh, great. I look forward to it then. Thank you
Thank
so much
you, Debbie.
For your time. Thank you. Bye, Janet. Thank you.
Bye, sweetie.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Okay. So this is kind of fun because this gives us some real energies around, you know, what other people might be experiencing during this time. I've got another lady here on the line. We've only got about 8 minutes left. But Keisha, you're live now with us. How are you doing tonight? Keisha?
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 Hello?
Hi.
Hello? Okay, I had you on mute on my end. Hello.
I've done this before.
Yeah, it's kind of funny when I do it.
So
yeah.
Why don't you, Debbie, oh my goodness. Judith, her birth date is 129.
Okay. Did you want to give her the astrology first or shall I go ahead?
Yeah, you go ahead because I just deleted her as I was trying to shut my computer up.
Okay. Okay, so Keisha, you're in a 3-year for 2016, and a 3-year is about finding joy, and it's expansion, very often travel, a good time for artistic adventures and endeavors, and it's just, like I said, the theme of the year is joy, joyfulness. And like I said to somebody earlier, you've got to focus on the positive part of it because you're also going to find out what does not bring you joy.
Okay.
As long as your focus is on what does bring you joy, it will work very well for you. And how old are you, Keisha?
I'll be 39 at the end of the month.
Okay, so... so you're a double three. You're really going to have a good time this year. Last year was all about, 2015 was all about trying to find balance and partnership.
I don't think I found it. Yeah. Okay.
You don't think you do, or were you being sarcastic?
No, I don't think I found balance last year, but this year I'm kind of take a semester off from school, and I said, I'm going to shake it off. I'm going to every party I can. Well, at least to every party I can afford, at least. And and I do want to, I've been trying to get a job that involves traveling so I can kind of do some stuff around the country. And hopefully
nice.
I'll get that job, but I don't know. They haven't called me yet. But, yeah, so I hear you. I agree with everything you said about that because I'm trying to, now I'm trying to find the balance because last year was work, and I was trying to focus. And it didn't work out because it was just too much concentration on work and no play, you know. So it kind of did not work out for me, you know.
Well, you notice they said it's all about balance. I didn't say you would be balanced. So it's like everything else.
Got
it's
you.
A pole. It's a polarity. So you were on the part of the polarity of being out of balance.
Yeah.
And so this year, it's really important to be aware of the energy that you're going into the year with, which is that double three. Last year was a double two. This year is a double three. So you want to make sure that you are looking where to find joy.
Okay.
Like last year, you were trying to figure out how could you get everything done and how could you, and it took you out of balance. You had more totter than teeter.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, when you were a little kid and on the teeter-totter and somebody sat on the bottom and held you up in the air and then they stood up and off you fell.
And down you go.
And down you go, yeah. And that's what can happen in a year when you're really off balance.
Yeah. Well, I fell off. Okay. Okay.
So, Keisha, we only have 3 minutes left in the show, and I'm just dying to tell you something. So, Judith, if you're done, I want to just jump in here with something for her. One of the things that's coming up big time for you at the moment, and probably will play into this idea of creating joy in your life and, you know, having a creative sort of self-propelled life, let's say, and that is that you have this core fear around scarcity and or lack. Like there isn't enough, there aren't enough good jobs out there, or there aren't enough, there isn't enough money. It's that idea that you feel somehow inwardly that there isn't enough. And this is connected to your Jupiter, by the way, in your natal chart. And without going into this huge example of what this means, technically speaking, this is about you coming, getting over this and recognizing that you are the creator. Right, transforming at this very vital level and creating from what you desire and not from what you fear you can't have, because you'll never get it. You'll never get what you desire if underneath it all you're afraid it's never going to happen, right?
Right.
And that would explain that being out of balance last year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But right now you've got some really key things in favor of you getting to the bottom of this. Number one, the 3 year, you know, double with this number is going to put more pressure on you to create this kind of idea of fun and creativity and joy and play. And you know, you have to take some risks to be able to do that. The only thing that will stop you from that is if you feed into that fear of, I don't have enough, right? There isn't enough. All right.
Okay.
Mars is moving through your first house right now. Let me tell you, you are enough. Wonderful things can happen when Mars is moving through this part of your chart. It's giving you a lot of vital energy and a lot of confidence and a lot of ability to see the truth about who you are. You just have to believe in yourself. Okay?
Right. Okay.
Thanks. All right, Keisha. Thanks so much. Judith,
you.
In the last few minutes that we have here, what takeaway message can you give to the audience tonight about how to proceed in this 9 year?
In this 9 year, look at what you want to release that is no longer serving you. And look to see what you can replace that with that serves humanity.
God, that's beautiful. You should write that down and we'll put it on Facebook for everybody to see, right? Because that's so important.
Okay.
Put your focus on what you desire. Put your focus on what's real. And let go of all this other stuff. Let it go. Judith, one more time. Tell everybody. Your website is tarotofempowerment.com, correct?
Right. And my name is Judith, J-U-D-Y-T-H-S, as in Sam, U-L-T, judithsalt@gmail.com or tarotofempowerment@gmail.com. And you can see my cards and my deck and my work there.
Yes, yes. Now, any classes or workshops that you're doing in the next couple of months?
I will be doing workshops in Portland, Oregon on January 23rd. I will be in at Women of Wisdom in Seattle on February 13th. And you can email me for my event schedule. I will go anywhere in the United States to give a workshop. If you tell me that you're interested and you think other people are in the area, we'll get together and we'll figure out how to make it happen.
Very nice. Well, that's going to have to be the final word. Thank you so much for joining me, Judith. It's always a pleasure to have you here on Living Astrology.
Thank you for having
me, Janet.
Join
us next week. You're most welcome. Excuse me, as my voice goes. Join us next week when we talk about the astrology of 2016. Always interesting. Everyone, have a stellar week.
And a wonderful 2016.
Absolutely. Bye for now.
Bye.